Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Well, how are things going today?
Well, I think very well, Mr. President. I'm just delighted with the play that Bill Rogers got last night and again this morning.
What?
Papers gave him a spectacularly good play, and the TV was just excellent. Bill was in great form. I firmly believe I'm going to talk to Mel Laird, who's testifying before the platform committee in Miami on Tuesday, and we can get a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
I think we ought to keep this thing alive, where Mel says, well, I briefed Shriver in 1969 on Vietnamization, and hell, he was entirely for it. You know, he thought it was a great thing. And just keep hitting this fellow because it...
In other words, attack his credibility. Now,
exactly.
You build him up some this way. It gets him as a... And he's got to respond. He responded yet?
No, sir. An aide said that he stood by his original statement. That's pretty
right.
Weak. And
well, he'll have to respond on TV tomorrow.
I think he will. But I don't know how the hell he... I don't know how Mr. President, he gets out of that one.
We've checked the files. I think I told Kissinger to check it, and there isn't a goddamn smidgen of a memo or anything.
No, and I talked to Rogers last night, and he said everything is just the other way. Well, it was interesting that the Post this morning led with the 1701 story and the lawsuit.
They sure did.
But it isn't even in the New York Times, and it is not on the wires. The Washington press corps the Washington press are just sopping that up, but I don't think...
Yeah. Oh, sure, they will continue to, because... And Bennett Williams is making publicity for himself.
Yep.
But that's all right. That's all right. We'll keep right at it.
That Laird is going to be there Tuesday, and we'll take the Shriver thing on, and we'll take on the war issue from our standpoint. In other words, our positive side and the government's weakness on it. And so we can keep a...
He ought to particularly hit, instead of defense expenditures, how much we've cut them, no draft.
Right.
The no draft line has not been getting it through too much. And
I would say
we've got so many men out of the armed services. We've got 5 in Vietnam. We're not drafting no draftees in Vietnam, and the number of draftees are only so many a month, and it'll soon be zero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tremendous accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
That's up to campaign pledge, volunteer army.
That's right. No draft. That's damn good with these young brothers.